Monday morning.
What? It's Monday already?
How was your weekend?
Not nearly long enough.
Today's a big day.
What do you mean?
Today's the day
we can all go back to work.
You're a weirdo.
Why is that?
I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
No, that's optimistic.
I admire your optimism.
So that means it is opposite day.
Nope, it's just Monday.
But it's also
showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's always showtime. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So happy to have you here with me today. And love to have you participate in our poll question today at 991FMTalk.com. 991FMTalk.com. And it has to do with Tumwa, you know, our water resources. Tumwa, Truckee Meadows Water Authority. Authority. That means a lot, authority. Should Tumwa be allowed to impose fines for people not following their water restrictions? My favorite sprinklers there. All right, today's poll question about Tumwa brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question was the decision by the Nevada legislature Democrats to ban Assemblywoman Annie Black for not wearing a mask, an act of revenge for standing up for people's rights. 96% of those participating in the poll said, oh, yeah, they are a vindictive bunch when you're pointing out their hypocrisies and their, unconstitutionalism, their removing of your rights. They don't like it when you do that. So we've got some stuff to give away today. That's right. To a lucky person who would like to have drinks and dinner on 991 FM Talk and 923 FM Talk. Going to give you a chance if you know your radio stations. Mm-hmm. If you get today's question right, you not only get a $25 tab at Bank Saloon, you also get a $25 tab at Mangiatutto. So you can go have some drinks and then go have a great meal or vice versa. You can switch it around. So be listening for your chance to win. Before I get into my Fauci-ouchie discussion, let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Linda Thompson joins us. She has got an idea. I love ideas. Ideas should be what makes the world go around, but no, we know that's money. What's your idea, Linda?
Well, I got to thinking, if an entire district's voice has been shut out of our legislature because the leftist creeps, then maybe every single bill that's voted on after Annie was kicked off the floor should not be a legal bill, and there should be no votes allowed because an entire district's voice has been shut off.
That's actually a pretty darn good idea. I'm getting to the point now, Linda, though, I don't care what bill it is. I think if the Nevada legislature passes anything, whatever they pass needs to go to a vote of the people. It just, how big or how small, it has to go to a vote of the people in every county because, this is not good.
It's driving me insane because they're shoving these bills through and they don't care if they're unconstitutional. Their attitude is take us to court and prove it. And look how long it took Senator Settlemyer to get that case through court to show it was unconstitutional. Well, they spent 2 years collecting money from us that they illegally got.
Yeah. Well, look at how long we've
gained.
Look how long we've paid for, an education for the kids out there, not just parents, everybody. And they're not getting it. They're not getting the education that they deserve. And now the legislature has decided to, what did they pass? $500 million in excess of what they already get. So there you go. They're already throwing money at it.
AB 286. That is so unconstitutional, it isn't even funny. But they still shoved it through.
Yeah.
And well, now it's we've got to take it to court. We've got to spend the money for the lawyers.
Because that's what Democrats do.
Constitutional rights back?
Yeah.
No, that's got to stop. I'm praying this thing I'm working with on all the counties, we can get it through to defend our people.
I'll let you know about that later. Okay. You always bring me good stories. Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show today. Appreciate your time. All right, let's check in with Roger this morning. Roger wants to talk about Annie Black, Assemblywoman Annie Black. Roger, thank you for being on the program today. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, just by chance, the Republican Men's Club is going to have Annie Black here as a guest.
Nice.
On June 15th, on a luncheon, so come and see her in person. The hellraiser that she is.
We need more of them. I don't go for cloning, but if I did, I would be cloning Annie.
Well, yeah. But, you know, the problem is just like the school district or county or anybody else, you get somebody that's reactive, they just shut them down. I don't care if it's Jeff Church or, Gene Herman or whatever. They pigeonhole them. They take their voice away. They take their vote away. That is totally unconstitutional what they did to Annie. And I just hope that she can get the Nevada Supreme Court to take a stand before they get the last week gone, because this is nonsense.
Well,
but anyway,
Roger,
so the Men's Club is having her as a speaker on the 15th. So everybody ought to come by and say attaboy, and you know, whether you have lunch with us or not, but she's going to be there. So,
you know, that's the thing, though, Roger. When we're looking at all of these violations and all of these, you know, whether it be the city or the county or the state shutting people down. Again, it's just like what Trump is doing with the swamp. We have to see who's doing this. So,
that's right.
You know, Teresa Benitez Thompson, Frierson, they're about shutting down people's rights. You have to know that.
It's,
so,
it's just like the squad, though. Those people were elected by somebody. And that comes back down to us. We need to get the message out to these people are radical and do not have America's best interests at heart.
Yeah.
And we need a dozen anti-blacks in our own legislature, and let's look around.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing it. All right, Roger, what's that website for people to get hooked up for the luncheon?
RepublicanMen'sClub.com this time. We've changed it.
Love it. RepublicanMen'sClub.com. That's so easy.
That's all there is to it. Hope to see everybody there. You too.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it.
Take an hour lunch.
I'll tell Jerry to fill in.
Yeah, ask Jerry. Jerry knows me.
Oh, Jerry knows
everybody.
All right,
dear. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Roger. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. So, I'm sitting here going through all of my emails because there is something that is a little bit of an update here for you on the Washoe County School District. You just need to make plans to attend every meeting because they are messing with people again. They've done it again. This is coming from Karen England. She is with the Nevada Families Alliance, or Nevada Family, not Families, Nevada Family Alliance. And this is just so infuriating, but it's how the Washoe County School District works. They've moved the vote on critical race theory again. People were anticipating it to be on May 25th, and they know people are taken off. They know people are grouping up. They're getting ready. They're making signs for tomorrow. So they moved it to June 8th. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Be there tomorrow. be there June 8th. It's scheduled to begin at 2 p.m., 425 East 9th Street in Reno. It's going to be open to the public. Whether you're a concerned teacher, parent, or just a citizen, because remember, citizens have a voice too. I mean, our tax dollars go to the education system. Do I want the kids in my community being taught to hate their country, to hate their neighbor because of the color of their skin? I don't want that in my school district. And so many governors and mayors are coming forward and saying, not in my school district either. Not in my state. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Bruce this morning. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Well, Monica, the timing is absolutely perfect. I intended to call in and talk about Washoe County School District, and you were just discussing it.
I was just discussing how they're messing with people again.
Oh, but intellectual pygmies that they sometimes are, they don't realize moving it does not change what's going to take place. Yes, we are having people show up tomorrow to talk about the adoption of that horrible, horrible curriculum that they have proposed. And we will also have an opportunity to talk about their share curriculum tomorrow, which is also equally horrible.
Yep.
They don't realize, though, that instead of shutting us down, they've just given us more opportunity. Because in addition to tomorrow, we're encouraging everybody to show up on the 8th. Also, bring your signs. I will send out another press release to all the media outlets, letting them know what's going to take place. Hopefully they will show up. it never ceases to amaze me how they put so little thought into some of the things that they do. It just amazes me.
Well, no, the scary thing, Bruce, is this is nothing new. People are just waking up and seeing it and hearing it now. This has been going on for years and years and years. That is what has led us to this time, to the decisions that they're making now so easily.
Well, you're absolutely correct. For decades, people sat back and watched the destruction of our schools and said and did nothing about it. You know, I hear people all the time tell me, well, Bruce, why do you go to these school board meetings? You don't have kids in Washoe County School District.
We still
absolutely
pay for it.
Absolutely correct. I do not. But I'm a taxpayer. And what's going to happen to my tax dollars when they have to go to support some basement baby that is a product of Washoe County School District who can't fill out a job application because he's functionally illiterate, but he'll never miss an opportunity to join in a protest when Antifa's active somewhere, because that's what they taught him in this school district. They taught him to be a social justice warrior.
And people need to stop listening, except for Jeff Church. They need to stop listening to what the rest of the board is saying, because, you know, President Taylor repeatedly assures parents that the children, the social justice lessons, you know, include a benchmark advanced teaching tolerance curriculum, contains no aspect of revisionist, neo-racist critical theory, which, as anyone can see, is flat out false. Because if you log on and get with the Nevada Family Alliance, well, look at this. They give you the kindergarten lesson, the first grade lessons, all the way up to fifth, and you can see it for yourself. So President Taylor is relying on the fact that, well, if she just keeps saying it and she says it enough, then maybe people won't challenge her.
The three members of the school board gave a presentation to the Washoe County Democrat Party. And it's available online. You can go on there and watch it. And one of the members of the board, I won't mention his name, Kurt Thigpen, basically said that all of the people that are opposed to this curriculum are spreading disinformation and lies. And we all know that a lie told often enough is often believed. He actually said that.
Yeah.
So,
well, they have to put the blame on somebody else.
Exactly. Not only did he call me a liar, but he told me that I'm spreading disinformation. Well, when you tell me that this curriculum is age appropriate, and then I see in there where they talk about kindergartners keeping journals, reading books, and then writing papers on them, you explain to me how that's age appropriate. I thought I was rather gifted in my kindergartner class. I was number one in finger painting. I certainly didn't know how to read or keep a journal, for crying out loud.
Well, as long as you weren't licking that paint off your fingers, that's, you know. Hey, Bruce.
I never ate glue.
I used to put the paste on my palm and then let it dry and then peel it off. Glue. So, but yeah, I'm not a paste eater. So, all right, Bruce, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for calling and giving your opinion. All right, we're going to take
Make sure everybody shows up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, be there. All right, and June 8th. Get both of them on your calendar, June 8th, 2 o'clock.
You betcha.
All right, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. A judge gave Lori Loughlin and her husband permission to visit Mexico. For more, don't miss this week's episode of Full House, The Probation Years. Bob Dylan turns 80 today. He's no longer tangled up in blue. But he does get tangled up when the nurse tries to help him put on his sweater. Saturday was the season finale of SNL, which gives Pete Davidson an entire summer to date women way out of his league. Lego released an LGBTQ-themed set. Now the question, is it okay to keep it in the closet? A new study says watching too much TV during midlife can put your brain at risk for dementia later on. Speaking of TV shows causing brain damage, is Keeping Up with the Kardashians over yet? And Rudy Giuliani's son is running for governor of New York. Also running, Rudy's hair dye. This is not headline news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
FM Talk. We're going to talk about the takeover of the world and why all the things we're arguing about is going to be a moot point here real soon. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I can understand why Jerry is a little upset, but...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean Jerry, our call from...
Yeah.
10:30. Okay.
Yeah. Because even I can understand where he's coming from because of the mandates that they have to deal with. Yeah, they're saying, I know it's not laws, but because they're hand tied with getting the money and stuff from the government, they're saying these are the rules you have to follow to get the money, even the CARES Act money. And one of them is you have to have a mask, all of that stuff. I know Jerry might not like that. I know that's an ADA violation. The best thing you can do is go to the public meetings. The first thing, do that. The second thing is get a hold of Nevada Legal Service and file an ADA violation with them. And then lastly, is get a hold of some of those commissioners. Because I know Vaughn Hawtons, one of the commissioners on the RTC board.
And so is Bob Lucy.
What he went through. Yeah, mm-hmm. Explain and saying that you violated my rights. And here's how dates and times, all that with Jerry. That helps as well. I explained what happened and how he violated probably, I think it's ADA Act 503.1.4, one of those acts. But Jerry has, I mean, I can understand why George Gerber would probably say no, because he's probably so tied up and he didn't want to say, I'm so tied up right now dealing with other stuff.
Yeah,
I really want
people
to help you,
don't even know the things that Joey's tackling. It's incredible. You know, Ryan, can I ask you a favor? Would you, because it's hard to... you know, for somebody to pick this all up on the radio, would you please write all of that down into an email for me and send it to me? And I will get that to Jerry on all of the things that you suggest. Please, thank you so much. No, I really appreciate that.
What should I put in the subject line? So you see,
just
RTC
put
the problem.
Yeah, you can either put RTC or Jerry. Either way.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
I'll open it either way.
Okay.
All
thanks,
right.
Monica.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. You know, that's what happens when we tell our stories, when we use our voices. Somebody who has gone through the same thing or understands or can help you, that's how we share information. And that's how the truth gets out, too. Like the fact that the Incline Village General Improvement District is starting to require employees to be vaccinated. That's unconstitutional. You can't do that. We've already... It's the Nuremberg Code. You cannot, as an employer, you cannot, as anybody, a government entity, an employer, a school, even a parent, require somebody else to be vaccinated against their will. This is Nazi Germany all over again. And if you're not picking up on it, it's incredible. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that as we come back and talk about Fauci, how you have to wait for at least 6 months, sometimes even a little bit longer, to get the truth out of Anthony Fauci. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show, helping you find the truth on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a day. What a day. Hey, today's poll question. Love to have your thoughts on this. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Tumwa, you know, the Truckee Meadows Water Authority, should Tumwa be allowed to impose fines for people not following their water restrictions? You know, you can't water on Monday. You can only water on this day if you're an odd number address. You can only, you know, even address, blah, 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 blah. You're paying for the water. Water your lawn. What do you think? Are we seeing so much less water because, maybe... Southern Nevada is trying to get it. Love those rainbird sprinklers. Was the decision, Friday's question, was the decision by the Nevada legislature, the Democrats there, to ban Assemblywoman Annie Black for not wearing a mask an act of revenge for standing up for people's rights? 96% said hell yeah. Giving you a chance to win if you know your favorite radio stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Dinner and drinks on us, $25 tab to both Bank Saloon and Mangiatutto in Carson City. What a great way to start a Monday. But you have to be able to answer the question by text within 90 seconds, and I'm not doing it right now because I need to talk to you about Fauci. Fauci, Fauci, Fauci. And what's going on with this world? In a world where people are being forced to put toxic chemicals in their body to take a shot that they don't want, that is an experiment. It has not been approved. It has not been tested, and we don't know all the answers. Actually, we really don't know all the answers. Very nice lady called me the other day and asked about the shedding and the spike proteins that, you know, if you do get the vaccination or the Franken shot, the Fauci ouchie. How long does it stay in you? What's going to happen 6 months to a year down the line? 2 years down the line? Nobody knows, because it hasn't been tested. It hasn't had a long-term study. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
It's like, well, how long do we shed this thing? Nobody really knows that either. But there was an NIH document that came out a while ago that said, once you get this self-perpetuating thing happening, it goes on forever. Once you have those spike proteins in your body, if that little messenger RNA or that little piece of DNA goes back into your genetics, it can be recreated over and over and over again. And when there's another spike protein that it gets exposed to, the antibody from the B cells can get produced again. And we know that antibodies can attack the lung and break down alveoli and break down the lung tissue. So this is a global catastrophe,
yeah,
of unmitigated, uncountable disaster.
Yeah.
And when we first started talking about this initially, saying that we were fighting powers and principalities here, great spiritual beings of darkness, that is now we're finding out that not only was that just a great thing to recite out of the book of Ephesians, it's honestly the truth.
You know, so many people have a, you know, this is biblical and it's revelation, but you know what? It's just world domination. It's one group, one very small group, wanting to control the larger part of society. And unfortunately, there are a lot of sheep out there and not enough sheepdogs guarding the flock. Let's talk about NIH. Because Dr. Fauci claimed that the National Institute of Health, you know, the one he oversees, never, ever funded gain-of-function research. What is gain-of-function research? That is the creation of superviruses. What's a supervirus? What we've seen for the last 20 years. Those are superviruses. SARS, COVID, swine flu, bird flu. Yeah. So a document has been obtained. Once again, thank goodness for FOIAs. It was obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. And it shows that NIH in 2014 stopped gain-of-function experiments. Who was president in 2014? That's right. Because Obama told Fauci, from what I understand, to farm it out. Where did he farm it out to? The Wuhan lab, who he's been covering for this entire time. And how do we know that? There must be something in his conscience that says at some point you have to tell the truth. Fauci is now admitting COVID may have been man-made. So in other words, it was. And he also admits to funding the Chinese labs. Well, I already told you that. Told you that months ago. Months and months ago. Fauci made the comments on far-left PolitiFact channel. PolitiFact is so far from facts, it should be illegal to have fact in their name. That's an organization that itself has been pushing fake news on the COVID crisis for over a year. Pushing, pushing, pushing. Dr. Fauci. That's actually preposterous. To bring something up is really not helpful. He was saying that we funded a kind of research in China that could lead to a dangerous research. That's not the case. No, that is the case. So this is also the man who is pushing the vaccine that is not a vaccine. And they say it right there on Moderna's website. This is an experiment. You can't be a vaccine if you have not been studied, if you have not been proven safe, and if the FDA has not approved you. The FDA hasn't approved this shot. It's allowing it for experimental use. If you want to be experimented on, by all means. But then address and admit that people are dying, people are miscarrying, people are becoming infertile, sperm count is down. Have you seen the latest on the tongue swelling? Yeah. Type in COVID shot and tongue swelling. They have no idea how different people, because we are all different. We are so different. It's incredible. How it is affecting different people. You're not going to know how it affects you until you actually get that thing jabbed in your arm. In my opinion, that's called Russian roulette. So here Fauci is lying about the shot. Because if it's the end all be all, then why do people who get the shot have to wear masks? Have to social distance? And now are shedding spike proteins, from which I understand is physical contact. So once again, maybe the social distancing is a good thing. If you haven't had the Franken shot, you might want to stay away from people who have. Because those will be with you. So if you're tired of Fauci's lies, you have to wonder, why did Trump put him out front? To show the world what a fraud he is. And it's all about prestige and power. He makes more money than supposedly the most powerful man in the world, the president of the United States, which he's actually not. And we're going to see that coming out shortly. Why did I say watch Maricopa? Because the election fraud is becoming so evident in Maricopa County, Georgia now jumped on the bandwagon for emergency election audit. Why is the left pushing back so hard on this? Because the truth is coming out. And that's the last thing in the world they want. But let me address something here that people aren't talking about. Because we're talking about the validity of poisons being jabbed into your system. We're talking about a stolen election. We're talking about superbugs that we knew were coming out. It's all about depopulation. While everybody else is screaming about funding and you did this and you did that, the thing that I'm actually concerned about is nobody is stopping, taking a deep breath, and either internally or externally saying, wait a minute. China created a virus with the help of Democrats in the United States with funding and the virus that was started here, shipped over there, because they didn't want it in this country, had to start it through China. So the WHO could take over, and the UN and the CDC. To depopulate the world, which they've been telling you that they were going to do. Bill Gates said it. Klaus Schwab said it. And yet people are up in arms at their neighbors because they don't wear a mask? Because they haven't gotten a shot? Now we're spending our time looking at the constitutionality of employers saying you have to get vaccinated? Oh, hell no, I don't. Again, they have us chasing all of these little things going off in 1,000 different directions. When the biggest direction that we should be focused on is somebody paid with your money to create a virus to kill you. And if the virus didn't, then their supposed cure would. Why is that not the headline every day around the world? A select group, and we know who they are, paid to create a virus to kill you. And it doesn't matter if you're young or old, because now they want the young ones. They want the 6 months old to take the shot. They just want to kill you. Yet people don't seem to be concerned about that. All right, here you go. Here is your text question of the day at 884-9910. You got 90 seconds. Don't text and drive, and you can't have won in the last 30 days. If you were listening right before the show started today, you heard an EAS test. What does the acronym EAS actually stand for? Good luck. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back to announce a winner right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we wrap up today's show. Yay! Alan won our text contest today. He knew it was the emergency alert system. So congratulations, Alan. Gosh, EAS. Yes, that's how we keep you prepared. We also keep you prepared by just giving you information that you're not going to get anywhere else. And a lot of times, it has to do with critical thinking. Think about it. How were all those millions of vaccines ready so fast? Somebody texted me that, you know, they've been working on this for at least 10 years. No, from what I see, they've been working on this since 1979, from the information that I'm gathering. And it's going so far that people are actually having to, thank goodness there's the archive for the internet. You can actually go back and retrieve things that were on, you know, even governmental websites. Because OSHA is now pulling the guidance stating employers may be held liable for adverse reaction if they mandate the Frankenshot. We'll bring you more. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's always more. Love you. Love you more. We'll be back tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.